What's up, guys? We're back, Scorpion Daily, for a very chill episode regarding social. Social as in social media. I talk a lot about branding, how to market for the current state of the internet, and with everything going on, NFTs, blockchain, Web3, I believe that now more than ever is a very, very important time, because as it stands right now, organic creative is still very, very powerful, meaning you can still take advantage of what the internet has to offer even in today's landscape. But I do feel that the game is changing. We're starting to see that Instagram is not as easy as it used to be. I'm starting to utilize cross-platform techniques to gain more following on Instagram. So that means building a relationship with somebody on another social media website, and then from there either exchanging Instagrams, which doesn't happen very often, or them just finding me because it's linked somewhere. So I'm crushing it on social right now because I'm putting out so much content, and a lot of the stuff is valuable. Value can be measured within entertainment or education, and I do a good mix of both. I think I also push out a lot of value that, you know, actually impacts the person seeing my content. If you're posting things selfishly, like pictures of your watches, pictures of your shoes, of your car, or even like selfies, I think provide zero value. You should be focusing on telling your story first and foremost, giving context of what you're trying to accomplish, but then also giving back to the community, giving them something to grow. Maybe they need to latch on to something. For me, it's my mindset. So a lot of the things I push out are just things that are in my head, and a lot of times people can latch onto it to get themselves out of a dark, terrible situation. It works. Everything works. Right now, videos are working, podcasts work, articles are working, pictures are working. And the only way that any of these would even work is when you provide value. So no matter how good your branding or marketing strategy is, it will not be effective unless you're bringing value to the people seeing your content. So my advice would be, have your value proposition set first, and then you can execute on your strategy. Too many people right now are just very, very lost, and I want to help as many people as possible, just cause, I mean, why not? You know, I already see myself as like somebody who's gonna get there eventually. You know, everything takes time, but I might as well, you know, help some people along the way. So I'm very excited to be, you know, pushing out more content that's valuable, that's helpful, that can really do something and impact somebody else. If you're anything like me and you want to grow your brand in 2023 and even at the start of next year, please hear me when I say that the end consumer is more important than your selfish wants or needs. So like, if you want people to buy your product, or if you want people to hire you, or if you want anybody out there to give you any, you know, form of reward, hire you for a project, you're gonna have to put out content, and you're going to have to make sure that this content is valuable to the end consumer, the audience, and the market's gonna decide what's valuable and what's not. If you're getting a lot of engagement, if you're getting a lot of DMs of people saying, thank you, this helped me, blah, 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 you're on the right track. If you're gaining more followers, if you're getting more attention, you're doing something right. So that's kind of the measure of marketing success, is, you know, day trading attention every day, more and more people are going to be focusing on their health, focusing on their mindset. A lot of people are starting to wake up, you know. I remember back in like 2016, 2017, they were talking about this woke, you know, and woke was actually a cool thing before it got, you know, politicized. I feel like politics ruin everything. But my point is that, you know, a lot of people are waking up in a sense to like, hey, I should probably eat better. I should probably eat cleaner. I should focus on my health more. I should go to the gym more often. And I probably shouldn't be binging these stupid shows that I'm watching. And I should probably watch some, you know, helpful content. You know, people are starting to change out. I like to think of it as like the CDs that you listen to in your car back in the day. You know, people were listening to like one CD on repeat, but now they're changing it out and they're putting a new CD in. And the great opportunity for you is they're doing this at scale on social platforms, and so they're going to be unfollowing those big accounts that are not healthy for them, and they're going to be following any kind of account that's going to be providing them more value, whether it has 2 followers or 20,000 or 2 million. It really doesn't matter when at the end of the day they're going to get the content that they want in their algorithm. So like for me right now, all the time I have to unfollow, you know, bullshit accounts because I'm starting to see, you know, just wasteful content, you know, drama, negativity, all kinds of idiotic content that's being pushed out right now, just meant to distract you and, you know, kind of just make you less productive. And so yeah, I'm unfollowing a lot of those people, and I'm starting to follow some people that actually, you know, help me out, whether that's in music, whether that's in marketing, new insights, some just helpful mindset, helpful advice. I mean, anything really, could be business. So just pushing that out there, guys. A lot of people are starting to shift now. A lot of people are starting to wake up, and now's your time to really capitalize on it. It really is the golden age of opportunity. Right now, this moment, you got to be putting out anywhere from 10 to 50, you know, pieces of content across all the social media websites. So we'll talk more on social, but if I sent you this and you listened all the way through, it makes me super happy and I'm really excited for you. Feel free to reach out if you ever want to conversate, or yeah, if you just need a chat. Thanks. Appreciate you guys. Goodbye.